Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bears coming to town next Sunday, the 26th. Chicago, they got, you know, air quotes, easy task on the schedule. At New Orleans, maybe not that easy, because New Orleans, even though they have one win, they put up a spirited effort most of the time. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Let's talk about the beleaguered Ravens at 1-5 from the Baltimore Banner. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Friday, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How are you feeling?
Doing well, Weston. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Now, Joe Flacco, we've been talking about it first hour plus of the show, where he went off on Cincinnati. Now we know, we kind of knew all along, while Mike Tomlin was running hot earlier, apparently in Cleveland, they're losing their minds about trading Flacco in the division, even though he wasn't playing all that great for the Browns. But was there any, because now you get the Ravens fans, well, he should have been the backup quarterback to Lamar because Cooper Rush is terrible. Was there any talk to any level in the offseason from what you know about Flacco coming here perhaps to be the backup to Lamar Jackson?
I don't think there was this offseason. I could be doing mixing them around, but I don't really remember hearing over, you know, about a lot of interest in Jarrell. I mean, they signed Cooper Rush, I think, like one of the first days of free agency, and obviously Joe's not going to go someplace to be a third stringer. I think he knew pretty early on when he signed with Cleveland that he would have a pretty good chance at seeing the field pretty early. So, especially for the Ravens, it's like they picked the running back and quarterback.
Hey, Jonas, what's the week been like out there for the players? You know, is it relaxed? Is it tense? What is it like for the players and coaches the 2 days they were there, the players?
Yeah, I mean, like usually they send them out on their merry way pretty early. So for them to be at practice on Tuesday and on Wednesday, definitely a little bit of a change from years past. I mean, they had in Dubai on a bit of a high. I asked T. Martin what the plan was for Lamar Jackson. Of course, did not get any kind of response. I was hoping that we'd get a little bit of clarity on, like, all right, we have all these incredible facilities. We have all these nice rehab machines, like that Immortal machine that they talked about. The Rams used for Matthew Stafford. Lamar's going to make use of them. But obviously, T deferred it to Lamar. So I don't know what Lamar's plans are. I don't know where Lamar is in his rehab. But, you know, I think just considering how many guys are rehabbing some small things, you would hope. I think that there are a good amount of them, you know, hanging back. But there's also guys who are just, you know, hitting the weekends like it's a normal bye week, and they're traveling, they're going back home, or Corey Bullock is going out to, I think, LA to see the Maryland UCLA game because he's a Terp. So, I think coaches are doing what they can to figure things out, but for players, this is, you know, a very, very opportunity to kind of get away from the facility and rest up and just come back with a clean mind.
Hey, Jonas, I mean, listening to the coaches talk and stuff, you think they were 5-1. number one. And, you know, like, especially Warhop. I mean, we just did the grades for the O-line yesterday, you know. And, I mean, there wasn't many grades above a D in that O-line, you know. So I think, Jonas, just watching everything and seeing everything, the O-line is the problem for everything that's wrong with the offense from the get-go. Why Lamar had 15 sacks, why they couldn't run the ball. To me, it's all about the decline of the O-line.
Yeah, and offensive line is one of those positions where usually you can kind of poke around and find whatever stats you want to support your conclusions about a certain player. But I think probably the thing that was most surprising to me yesterday, just looking back at some of the stats, there's, you know, a site called Sports Info Solutions that works with NFL teams, and one of the things that they track is a stat called blown blocks, which is pretty self-explanatory. And the leader in blown blocks for the Ravens this year, not Faialele, not Voorhees, it's Roger Rosengarten. And that's, frankly, hugely disappointing for what this team is and what we thought that Roger would be on the right side of the line and, you know, everything else that's going on. And, you know, Joe Noteboom doesn't have a whole lot of blown blocks right now, but his blown block rate is exceptionally high, which just goes to show how fragile they are on the edges there. The only thing I would say to that is that if you get Pat Ricard back, also looking at some of those stats, when he's on the field, the pressure rate goes down by like 10 points. Yeah. And that is a huge, huge delta for what this team needed to be. So I'm not going to say he's going to be a panacea. He's not going to be some kind of cure-all. But just based off what the kind of theory strikes into defenses and the kind of pass protection he offers on, you know, play actions and on other things, even on, you know, third long, you can get him there. I think it's very, very valuable at a point like this.
And just to add, you know, more fuel to the – Payton got an F, too. Jonas, what are the odds? See, I thought I think Eric's going to get a deal done before they play the Bears. I think they're going to get a pass rusher, whether it be outside or inside, before they play the Bears. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to. I mean, like, unless you want to call up Kamon Rucker or Malik Am, you don't really have a whole lot of other options. So they have three healthy guys right there. It's not a tenable situation with that limited depth. You know, obviously, you can put in Trent Simpson for some snaps out wide, but frankly, I think he's done enough to earn. I think we're back to the conversation of who's starting that inside linebacker next to Roquan Smith, based off how well he's played. So I think something you have to get done. I don't know if it's someone off a scrap heap like Yannick Ngakoue, or I saw, you know, Jason Pierre-Paul a couple weeks ago advocating for someone to sign him. Obviously, I saw, you know, Drake Jackson sign with Commanders, only to be placed on injured reserve, so I guess that was never really a realistic option. But you're right. I mean, I think they've got to get someone in, ideally before Wednesday, because you want them to be able to get up to speed as quickly as possible for another huge game here.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas joins us every Friday. Jonas, yes or no question before we let you go. Can the Ravens go 9-2 down the stretch, even with Lamar playing all 11 games?
They can. I just don't think they will. You know, I think I put their playoff odds personally at like 10%, just because, you know, during the final 11 game stretch last year, the Ravens had the best offense in the NFL. Obviously, their special teams weren't as good as they are right now, but the defense figured things out of the second half of the season, and they still went only 8-3. So you're asking this team to be even better in terms of record, and certainly, the softer schedule will help a little bit, but let's not get ourselves and say that the Ravens were going up against the defense we got last year either, with the amount of really cruddy quarterbacks they went up against. So I think it's a long shot. I didn't really like what the offense was turning into. I don't like the offensive line. I don't like the run defense. I don't like the pass rush, and more guys are going to get hurt. That's just, you know, how this season goes. So I do think they're going to play themselves out of, like, here are the Ravens with the top 5, top 10 pick in the NFL draft. But I just feel like it's a little bit unrealistic to expect this team to go 9-2 at least over the next 11 games.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jonas Schaefer. By the way, correct answer to that question is no. When we come back, it's buy or sell. That Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTypes.com. Preview Maryland, UCLA. Get an update on the Buzz Williams recruiting front here. Maryland's in the top five for a guy that might not be coming to Maryland.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Maryland.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Talk about this more when Ryan Ripken gets here, top of the hour. Ripping with Ryan. Dodgers beat the Brewers 3-1. Mookie Betts, Tommy Edman had ribbies. Tyler Glasnow helped the cause, going 5+. Starting the game. Dodgers win 3-1. Milwaukee in the three games. They're down 0-3, by the way. They scored 3 runs.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good. Only one team in the history of baseball has come back from an 0-3 deficit. That was the 0-4 Red Sox. Came back to beat the Yankees. Dave Roberts, by the way, manager of the Yankees, stole a base, kept that game alive. Red Sox would win it. They win the series at 7, then would win the World Series. So, Brewers, they get to the playoffs, small market team, but the offense is going sleepy time. Dodgers struck out 15 times last night and still won.
Yeah.
Brewers struck out 12. American League Blue Jays, hammer time on the Brewers. Jimenez, second game in a row where he goes yard, 2-run jack. Vlad Jr. again goes deep. Scherzer, he bulldogs his way to the win. That series all of a sudden tied at 2 apiece. Doubleheader tonight. In Major League Baseball, no road team, or home team rather, has won in the American League yet. Every win's been on the road. And we'll see if old Kevin Gausman, former Oriole, can keep it rolling, man, for the Blue Jays. NBA preseason. Remember these were exhibition games?
Yeah.
Now they call it preseason to make it seem as though. Well, exhibitions sound like it's not real. Now it's preseason. Same bleeping thing. Wizards lose to the Pistons, 119-98. Bob Carrington played 4 minutes, didn't register a number. Cam Whitmore, Baltimore, didn't play. I mean, we're next week, Tuesday, season starts. Chicago, the Bulls beat the Minnesota T-Wolves. Jalen Smith, Terps, sticks, 15 and 5. Kevin Huerter, 8 points, 2 boards, and 5 assists. NHL last night, Carolina, 4-1 over the Ducks. Where the hell's Emilio Estevez when you need him?
Yeah.
Carolina's 4-0 in the year.
Yeah. And they just, you know, they're on their West Coast swing. They got L.A. tomorrow night. But Carolina's good. You know, I mean, they're 4-0 right now, and they're gonna be up there at the top throughout the year.
Minnesota Wild at the Caps tonight. Capitals three in a row after losing their opener.
Caps are playing pretty good right now. You know, so I mean, it's a chance. The Wild they have the most expensive player on a team or in hockey.
Who?
$17 million a year. Gasparov.
Dino Cicerelli.
Yeah, Bill Goldsworthy.
Cicerelli played for the North Stars, I believe, and the Caps. I know he played for Washington.
I used to run into him at Eddie Webster's in Minneapolis a lot.
So he was a North Star.
Yes, he was.
Oh, Dino was prone to the fisticuffs, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was for a little dude.
Yeah. He could get it on, but the Caps off to a good start here after losing the opener. Speaking of good starts, Maryland started 4-0. They've lost 2 in a row at home, 2 games that should have been wins. They weren't. Reality is they're 4-2. UCLA started 0-4, fired their coach, got rid of the offense and defensive coordinator in the 2 weeks that have ensued. They've been outstanding. Beat Penn State as 20-point dogs. Blew out Michigan State on the road. Another 2.5-point favorites against the Terps tomorrow. 7 o'clock kick. You can hear it on the Fan. Coverage starts at 5:30. I'm going to check it out. It's on FS1. Dave LaMonaco. Talking to him about that game coming up here in just a matter of minutes. This day in sports history, it's October 17th. Just one for you. Up in Buffalo. Orchard Park, New York, 1977. The Baltimore Colts. Puffy pants, the Bills. 31-13. Burt Jones throws 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Don McCauley, who also rushed for a TD, 1 to Shake and Bake Glenn Dowdy, who was the pioneer of the Shake and Bake Fun Center over in West Baltimore. For those who don't know, and I'm assuming most of you don't, Michigan Wolverine, Glenn Dowdy, number 35. Lido Mitchell also rushed for a touchdown. Sack pack got to Joe Ferguson 5 times as the Colts win 31-13, improved to 5-0 on the year, or 5-1, excuse me. 1976, got my year wrong on that one. We'll come back, talk about the Turtles. Are they in trouble? They used the UCLA, they are.
Yeah.
They're in trouble because Indiana's coming up next. I mean, 4-0 to 4-4. Now, how do we get bowl eligible all of a sudden? This is a huge, huge game for the Terps. Dave LaMonaco is going to break it down for us. Then we're going to do our picks. One of us picked Cincinnati last night. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Bob Haney.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Terps have lost two in a row. Here to break down the game. Get a real quick recruiting tidbit as well from Maryland Hoops on the men's side. From TerrapinTimes.com, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Dave LaMonaco. Dave, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm doing just fine, Bob. How are you, my man?
Doing all right, dude. Appreciate the time as always. And look, Maryland's got the Bruins coming up tomorrow, but through the first 5 weeks of the season, basically five games, Maryland's run defense was pretty representative. Last week, however, Nebraska got on them. Is this a warning sign, perhaps, for what they could be seeing against the Bruins tomorrow night at 7 o'clock?
Oh, for the running, yeah. The run defense really hasn't been that bad, just because the front three, front four has been playing pretty well with Cam Rice, and Daniel Wingate's been flying all over the place. I think it's more in between. I don't really think it's that bad. I don't think really it's as good as it showed the first four or five games, but it's definitely not as bad as it showed against Nebraska. UCLA is a bit of a different animal, though, because they use that zone read. So it's going to require them to be a lot more disciplined and to stay in their lanes, something that they didn't do very well against Nebraska. They got a little winded, and they sort of lost contain, and guys were breaking tackles like crazy. So they're going to have to do a better job of that against UCLA, especially with their quarterback who can run all over the place. They're not as physical as Nebraska, though. So it's sort of a toss-up to how good they're going to play. And, so we'll see what happens. It's honestly a toss-up.
Yeah, 24 missed tackles, I believe, against Nebraska. First of all, how do you pronounce the quarterback's name at UCLA?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me. I have no clue.
I am a Luva. How about Nolan McGraw? But we know he's 6'6", got a cannon arm, brings a lot of physical attributes to the occasion, but after an 0-4 start where he was middling as a player, ever since Neuheisel came in and kind of changed the offense, he's playing like the five-star dude he was when he came out of high school and went to Tennessee. So talk about the skill. Is he the best with all due respect to Minnie Mahomes and everyone they've seen, is he the best quarterback Maryland will see so far this season?
Rayola wasn't too bad for Nebraska, but probably. He's got it. Basically what happened was that Neuheisel simplified the playbook a little bit, put the zone read back into the offense because the former offensive coordinator had sort of taken that off, and that sort of defenses weren't able to sort of key on the run there. He did run the ball, but it was mainly off of broken plays. But now that that's in there, and they do have that zone read, then it allows Nico to sort of make more, it gives the defense more looks, and it simplified the game for him. He's able to find more openings down the seam. So, yeah, he's got a big arm. He can complete passes down the field. If things aren't open, he does a very good job taking off with his feet. He's probably the most complete quarterback they're going to see so far. Obviously, you've got Indiana coming up, so he's not going to be the best quarterback you're going to see this year. So far, yes, he's the best quarterback. They'll see.
Dave, I would guess that the Terps are going to have to start fast because you're playing a team that's really hot, and they're going to have a crowd now because the crowd's excited. You know, there's a buzz about this team, and they're going to have to start fast, and I think they're going to have to score a lot of points.
Probably. Again, this is so tough, Vinny, to how this game's going to go, because there'll be some crowd, but it's the Rose Bowl, and UCLA really doesn't show out like some of the other Big Ten schools do. So I'm not even sure that crowd is going to be a huge factor there. It's kind of a wine and cheese crowd out there sometimes. I'm not sure that's going to be a huge thing, but yeah, you definitely want to start fast because, you know, UCLA does have momentum there. They have confidence now. They're probably not as good as they've shown because they caught Penn State sleeping, and then they caught a Michigan State team that's really not good at all and might be one of the bottom two teams in the Big Ten. So they kind of got a little bit lucky in terms of circumstance there. I don't think that UCLA is quite as good as they've shown the last two games. So I actually think Nebraska is probably a little bit better than them, maybe even Washington too. So I really do think Maryland's got a shot in this game. It's probably going to come down to the fourth quarter again. But, yeah, you definitely want to get out to a fast start because you don't want these guys to continue to build on that momentum. You want to sort of match that. But UCLA is not going to go away. It's not going to be an easy game. But it's not a game that UCLA is going to blow out Maryland either. I think that it's going to come down to the last few possessions again, once again, for the third straight week. That's sort of how I see it.
All right, Dave, what do the Terps got to do to win?
Yeah, could continue to run the ball like they did against – I mean, Nebraska had a bad run defense, and Maryland took advantage of it. And UCLA's run defense is not that great either. So you've got to go right at him with Nolan Ray and DeJuan Williams, maybe a little bit of Iverson Howard. Let Malik Washington take off at spots like he did last week. He can scramble. That's something that's sort of new in his repertoire. You've got to establish that ground game, and that's going to help out the defense too, because what was happening is the defense was getting tired from being on the field so much. So you control the clock, you eat it up on the ground. The defense stays fresh, and that's a pretty good recipe for winning right there. Now, obviously, Malik can probably complete some passes too with that short passing game, but you definitely want to establish that ground game once again against a defense that really hasn't been that great stopping running backs thus far.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. It's Vinny at 81057 The Pen. Dave, last thing for you. Maryland basketball men starting less than a month against Coppin down at the CFG Arena. Tristan Reed has Maryland in his top five, along with Michigan State, Ohio State, Mississippi State, Missouri. You know, four-star center. I mean, is this doing them a solid, or is this a realistic chance of pulling them in here?
I'm really not feeling that one. I think Missouri is probably the favorite with that one right now. They've put a lot of time in it. I think they've got probably the most money on the table for them. Things can happen. We'll see. Maybe if the money increases, they decide. But right now, my gut is that they're looking at portal for bigs. You would love to have a big man, but more they like the other kid from the local kid that reclassed to 26, Baba. I don't know how to say his last name. All right. The five-star kid. They really like him, and they'll definitely pony up money for him. Not sure that they're going to be able to get him because he might end up at a blue blood. But the more and more I think about it and looking how this recruiting's going, I think that they might rather go into the portal than maybe spend money on a Tristan Reed. I think they might let him go to Mizzou or one of the other schools that's pursuing him. That's sort of my thought right now. We'll see. Sometimes that can change, but that's sort of how it is right now, how I see it.
Yeah, Missouri, by the way, kicking ass so far in recruiting basketball-wise for the class of 26. Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, appreciate the time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Dave LaMonaco when we come back. Picks for college and pro. Yes, Maryland UCLA is going to be part of the equation. Pretty interesting slate of college games. And outside of Baltimore and Buffalo, a lot of NFL games to get into. And we're doing it next here on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's football pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right. Close out the second hour of the program. Ribbon it with Ryan. Coming up at noon. Talk about the baseball playoffs. Orioles managerial search. No Gold Glove finalists and all the fun stuff going on there. Nolan's got a list of free agents he wants to talk about. Potential. David Rubenstein said he's willing to spend some dough. How much? We'll get into all of that in due time. But right now, it's time for picks. And Nolan McGraw, we had an NFL game last night. But before we get into all that and the college games, give us a standings report here.
That's funny. You only want the standings update when you were right on Thursday Night Football, but we'll do it anyway just to appease you. You're now 15 games back. Congratulations.
Right.
You were the only one to pick Cincinnati last night. So Bob's 15 back. I am 6 back of Vinny. Takes us to our college games this week, starting with LSU traveling to take on Vanderbilt. Vandy, 2.5-point favorites here at home. But if I'm getting us started here, I see an upset on the road. LSU takes this one.
I'm going to say Vandy's carrying those goalposts down to the river again. I'm taking Vandy.
Yeah, last year was against Alabama. They pulled the stunner.
Yep.
Crimson Tide got their measure of revenge a couple of weeks ago. I'm a Nolan. Bayou Bengals. Nussmeier, one of these 5 bazillion Heisman preseason dudes, not going to win it. Can Brian Kelly motivate his 10th-ranked Bayou Bengals to the win? I'll take Vandy hasn't been favored against LSU since 1948.
Damn.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with the trends here and take LSU.
If their storm in the field is 2.5-point favorites, we got a problem. I don't care.
And they're ranked, too.
Yeah, it's LSU.
All right, we'll see. I mean, hey, whatever you want to do.
Ranked teams should never storm anything. Courts, fields, whatever.
Oklahoma, South Carolina. Oklahoma is favored by 5.5 as the road team, and I'm going to roll with them.
I'm taking South Carolina. They're coming off bye. They got to win. They got to win this game. And Mateer was not good last week, and we'll see how he is this week. But I'm taking the Gamecocks.
Yeah, Sellers was another Heisman guy
the
season.
I like Sellers.
Mateer said he's healthier than he was last week when he threw three picks. Boomer Sooner. Let's go Oklahoma.
Ole Miss versus Georgia. Some exchanging of words here this week between the coaches, but Georgia favored by 7.5 at home. I'll go with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I like Georgia at home, too.
And Ole Miss usually doesn't win this game.
Right.
They are fifth in the country, and you talk about the trash talk. Kiffin's been going at it with Kirby Smart. I'll go Georgia in this one. Ole Miss got to show me something here.
All right, a game that we have our eyes on, Maryland traveling to take on UCLA. The spread has changed. UCLA only favored by 2.5. It was 3.5 earlier in the week. And we know where Bob's going, but I agree with him. It's a must-win game. I am going to go with Maryland in this one. And quite honestly, all right, last 2 weeks aside for UCLA, I still need to be shown something. They're nice wins, but I'm not willing to proclaim them as all of a sudden this great juggernaut of a team in the Big Ten. I think Maryland wins here.
It's going to be 85 and sunny in L.A. Saturday.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. I'm going to roll. I think UCLA continues.
I'm going Turtles. I think the Terps need to win this game. They must win this game. It's not the same old Maryland. Now, the same old, if they go out of here and get housed by the Bruins, they might not win a game the rest of the season. But I think they will rise to the occasion and get the lead and maintain the lead. But if Nico goes off, they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
How about Tennessee and Alabama? Crimson Tide are hosting this one, and they are 8.5-point favorites. I can't pick against them. I'll go Bama.
Yeah, Alabama's playing good right now. I'll take Alabama.
Yeah, Ty Simpson's playing himself in a Heisman and maybe first-round consideration. Roll Tide, right?
Here we go. USC and Notre Dame, 9.5 in favor of the Irish. I'm going to go with Notre Dame here.
Yeah, I'm going to. CJ Carr's playing really good for Notre Dame at quarterback. And Notre Dame, if they lose this game, they're out of the playoff picture. So this is an absolute must win for the Irish. I'm going to take Notre Dame at home.
As Dookie V would say, Notre Dame, because his kids want the Notre Dame.
Oh, I'd see him all the time.
Yeah, I'm going USC. Trojans, talk about playoffs. A win like this gets them very much in that playoff conversation.
Yes, it does.
Go Trojans.
Last college game to pick this week, Utah taking on BYU. Utes favored by 3.5 on the road. I will go with BYU.
Yeah, I know Bob's going to take BYU,
correct,
too. I like BYU at home. But because both you guys are taking BYU, give me Utah.
Yes. For those who may not know, my wife went to BYU for a year, like me at Calvert Hall, that sort of thing. They're both really good running teams. Yep. Utah just destroyed Arizona State last week. BYU won in double overtime, but they're at home, and I'm going to go with the Cougars. Roar Cougars. BYU in that one. NFL.
Over to the NFL. That's right. We'll start with the London game. Jaguars, technically the home team, I guess. That's their home away from home. They're taking on the Rams, who had a whole big fuss about their travel schedule. They stayed in Baltimore this past week. They practiced at Camden Yards. But then they decided that they're not going to fly out there until today for some reason.
Right.
Seems like that kind of negates the whole purpose. I'm going with the Jags. They're very comfortable in London.
And no Puka. So I'm going with Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think Jacksonville, they kind of laid an egg against Seattle, but they get back in the win column here.
Saints and Bears. A lot of discussion about the Bears here in Baltimore. They're up next on the Ravens schedule, but they're favored by 4.5 at home here over the Saints. Here's my upset of the week. I'm going with the Saints. I think people are starting to praise the Bears a little bit much. They got a couple wins in a row. Everyone's saying, oh, playoffs, playoffs. Is this going to be it? Caleb Williams is the guy. I think they come back down to earth and lay an egg.
I think they get their third win in a row. Home game. They're starting to get a feel for Ben Johnson's offense. Is DJ Moore playing?
I am not sure.
Yeah,
to be honest,
but I'll take the Bears.
Yeah, it was in the hospital, groin/hip or whatever it was.
I'm guessing pee and blood.
If this was at the Superdome, I'd be feeling Nolan's Bears.
All right, Dolphins and Browns, an absolute stinker in this one. Cleveland favored by 2.5 at home. I'm going to go with the Brownies.
Yeah, Cleveland plays good at home, especially the defense. Cleveland.
Go on, Miami.
Oh, there
it
is.
I know I lie. I lie. I'm a liar. Well, I'm not a liar, but I had changed
my
mind.
Come on, Rob. I mean, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, hi-yo.
You're like the Greek freak. I'm subject to change my mind.
Yeah, or more like Jimmy the Greek. Right. I'm going to go Miami because if they can't win this game, then McDaniel gets fired. Tua was up there apologizing for running his yapper. Miami.
You're locked in.
I'm locked in. Is that your final answer?
Yes. Patriots versus Titans here. Revenge game for Mike Vrabel, perhaps. He's his team favored by 6.5 on the road. I think the Pats get it done.
I was listening to some of his former teammates, you know, on Get Up and stuff, and they say Vrabel's going to talk all the right stuff, but he wants to score 100 if he can. I'm going New England.
Yeah, New England. I've already dubbed them as the sleeper riser in the AFC, so I'm taking them.
Raiders versus Chiefs, your largest spread of the week. Kansas City favored by 12.5 at home here. No reason to pick against them. They actually look like they're rounding into form.
Yeah, and Rice is back. I'll take Kansas City.
Yeah, chefs.
All right, Eagles and Vikings. Speaking of revenge game, Carson Wentz, a chance for revenge against the team that replaced him. Eagles favored by 2.5 on the road. I think the Vikings get this one. Eagles, I am not convinced. They've been very sloppy this year as defending champs.
Yeah, they've got some issues, you know, in the locker room and stuff, too, with the offensive coordinator. I'll take the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going Minnesota, too. And, like Vinny said, there's discord. They can't run the ball or won't run the ball. I'm going to go with Minnesota here.
Panthers and Jets, even uglier than Dolphins and Browns somehow. Panthers favored by 1.5 as the road team. We've been crapping on the Jets all week.
It's easy to do so.
Right. I mean, I picked the Jets, I think, twice this year. I can't do it anymore. I'll go Panthers.
I'll take the Jets because Carolina is 3-0 at home and haven't won on the road. I think the Jets get their first.
And the question here for Carolina is, Chuba Hubbard's supposed to be back. How does that affect Dowdle, who's been like Walter Payton the last 2 weeks? But I think Carolina gets over the Jets. Jets are a struggling team. No Garrett Wilson again. They stink.
All righty. Let's see. We'll go Giants versus Broncos here. Broncos favored by 7.5. No reason to get weird here. Go Broncos.
I am right there with you. Broncos.
I'm going to go the Giants here.
I hope so, but I hope
inexplicable loss to New Orleans because they turned the ball over a ton, but they bullied Philly 10 days ago. I'm taking the Gents. Denver can't score. I'm going with the Giants. And Scataboo and Jackson Dart and Frank Gifford and Alex Hawkins or whatever his name was. I'm going with the Giants here, man.
How about Colts versus Chargers? This is going to be a very fascinating game. Chargers favored by 1.5 as the home team. I've gone back and forth on this one. I'll go Chargers just because they're the home team, but wouldn't surprise me either way.
Yeah, I'm going Chargers. This is the type of game Jim Harbaugh wins, these types of games. And, you know, Alt may be back for the Chargers.
Yeah.
So, and Indy lost in this stadium opening game. I'll take Chargers.
Alex Webster's the guy I was talking about for the Giants. I'm going to Colts. Hey, Chargers should have lost to the Dolphins last week. They got a great play from Herbert to set up the game-winning field goal. I'll go with Danny Dimes and Jonathan Taylor and Warren, the tight end from Penn State. I'm going to Colts. Ride them Colts.
NFC East showdown here. Commanders traveling to take on the Cowboys. Washington favored by 1.5. I like the Commanders in this one.
I'll take Dallas. They got all the receivers back in a high-scoring game. I'll take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going Dallas in this one, too. Commanders lost at home to the Bears. Weather wasn't all that great, but McLaurin's still out. I don't know if they can keep up with Dallas scoring points, so I'll go Cowboys.
Packers and Cardinals. Green Bay favored by 6.5 on the road. And don't overthink it. It's the Pack.
I'll take the Pack.
Yep. Yeah, Green Bay.
All right, and then Sunday Night Football, Falcons versus Niners. Michael Penix says the Falcons are legit. We shall see. I need to see it, certainly. I don't care how banged up the 49ers are. I'm going with them.
I'm going to take the Falcons. I like their offense and their defense. Number one defense in the league. So, you know, it's Saleh versus Ulbrich, and he was Saleh's D coordinator at the Jets, so they know each other well. Falcons.
Kittle might be back. how much does that mean for that 49ers offense? But you said they're legit. Harken back to a time before you were born when the Falcons with Dion and all those guys lost to the Redskins, as they were called, the NFL playoffs in 91. Too legit to quit. Yeah, I'm going to Atlanta to pull the upset on the road.
All right, there you have it.
There are picks, and we'll do there's doubleheader Monday. Obviously, we'll get to that when we get to it. When we come back, ribbing it with Ryan Ripken, that is. Benny's off. Where are you going?
Penn State.
You're going to Penn State? Who's Charlie and the boys got this weekend?
They got Long Island University, Bob, and this is a team that is a – they won 20 games last year, but they're an older team, which they'll have a lot of 22, 23, 24-year-olds, and they'll try to make it a real physical game. So it'll be somewhat – it'll be a challenge, you know, for them because it'll be – different. They'll be bigger and stronger.
Yeah, back on the ice, Vinny. Have a safe trip there. Good luck to Charlie and Penn State. Only in hockey. Everything else. I mean, who cares?
We're hockey fans.
Yeah, I mean, basketball teams, like whatever. You know, football, you go bleep yourself. But when we come back, everybody with Ryan, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.